Following up on the election of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump to lead the United States, votes were still being counted a day after the election. In the Electoral College, Trump was projected to receive at least 290 electoral votes, but that could increase as more results become official. One interesting part of the race is that as of last night, it looked like Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton was ahead in the popular vote by more than 219,000 votes. It was a razor-thin margin with around 120 million ballots counted so far. It could change. But if it holds, the former Secretary of State would be the fifth U.S. presidential candidate to win the popular vote but lose the Electoral College and therefore the election. In his victory speech that we highlighted yesterday, President-elect Trump said it was time for Americans to come together as one united people. You could hear that call for unity echoed in part of Hillary Clinton's concession speech, which she gave yesterday morning in New York City.
This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for, and I'm sorry that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our country. But I feel pride and gratitude for this wonderful campaign that we built together. This vast, diverse, creative, unruly, energized campaign. You represent the best of America, and being your candidate has been one of the greatest honors of my life. I know how disappointed you feel because I feel it too. And so do tens of millions of Americans who invested their hopes and dreams in this effort. This is painful, and it will be for a long time. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power. And we don't just respect that, we cherish it.